You. You've got a president now. He gave the land a new deal. You hold the cards, now you deal. You put shoulders to the plow. He gave us what we asked for, now pay him back somehow. Step out in front. Get back of the president. And give a man a job. He bore the brunt. Now bear with the president. And give a man a job. If the old name of Roosevelt makes the old heart throb, you take this message straight from the president and give a man a job. You look like a banker who drives your car.
I drive it myself, have a cigar.
Keep your cigar and hire a chauffeur, and keep a man from becoming a loafer. You look like a grocer.
No, sir, my job's extermination.
You must give your assistants each a nice weekend vacation.
And I'll need more men to kill the rats.
We want you to hire a crowd. You'll do good work if you hang out this sign that means no rats allowed. What's the matter with you?
I'm a very sick woman.
Oh, hypochondriac. You must get a doctor for pneumonia, a doctor for insomnia. One for osmosis and two for halitosis. One for anemia and one for eczema. Neuritis, bronchitis, phlebitis, sphincteritis, or any other kind of anitis. That will delight us. You must get a doctor for every disease you've got. In that way, he'll give you lots of enjoyment. And in that way, madam, you will help to end unemployment. Now listen to me, everybody. Step out in front. Get back at the president and give a man a job. You know, he bore the brunt. You know that. I know it. So step out and give a man a job. You know who's in back of this in the NRA? No? Well, I'll tell you. And when I do, it'll give your heart a throb. You take this message straight from the president and get a man a job.
The foundations of the entire New Deal program were rocked. And the NRA Board of Strategy met hastily when the Supreme Court voided the National Recovery Act. In one of the most important high court decisions of the decade, the test case padlocking of a Brooklyn poultry firm for violations was held unconstitutional. The NRA's Blue Eagle was grounded by a sick chicken. As the administration worked top speed to salvage the recovery program, President William Green of the AF-L warned of possible chaos in industry.